What an incredible case. Five positive nodes, and amazing that she ends up on palbo. I mean, if I were the patient, kind of like, I think that's what I want. But how about if I go back to you and say, maybe ideally this lady should have had a genomic assay, and we'll talk about which one she had, the 21 gene. Ideally, she should have had it pre-op when she was first diagnosed, and it should have guided pre-op therapy.
I think that's an interesting question. And it's funny you mentioned that because we actually are starting to do preoperative genomic testing, but we're doing it in a specific population, which is, I think, the one you're alluding to, which is patients in whom you're considering doing preoperative therapy, postmenopausal or pre or post, but with hormone receptor positive, non-high grade tumors, that you're really not sure what the benefit of chemotherapy is. And what you're doing in the preoperative setting is you're trying to cytoreduce the cancer to potentially change someone from needing a mastectomy to being a breast conservation candidate. And you want to do that with the most effective therapy you can. And with these hormone receptor positive cancers, certainly chemotherapy is not the answer to all of them. And, you know, there are older data randomizing preoperative patients to chemotherapy or hormonal therapy, which seem to suggest that actually hormonal therapy led to better clinical responses than the chemotherapy. And I think that just goes along with what all we've learned in the last 10 or 20 years, that these non-high-grade ER-positive cancers really are fairly unresponsive or insensitive to chemotherapy, and that hormonal therapy is really the best way to attack them.
Although there are people who do have ER positive, HER2 negative tumors that, for example, have high 21 gene recurrence scores, and maybe that wouldn't be predicted in this situation, but it certainly could occur. I think if this lady had either HER2 positive, triple negative disease, she would have gotten neoadjuvant therapy. My question is, if she had a high recurrence score, would you have preferred giving her neoadjuvant chemo?
Yeah, so I think that's exactly how we're using this. So if I would have met her on day one rather than after she's had her surgery, I would have offered her preoperative therapy. I do agree with you that I think that that would, when someone has multiple positive lymph nodes, especially, you know, palpable lymph nodes, that the surgeons prefer neoadjuvant. And before you do that, you kind of want to know what's likely to be the most effective treatment. And so doing a genomic assay in that population, I think, is a very reasonable thing. And that's actually what we're doing. We actually have preoperative clinical trials now for both chemotherapy-based trials as well as hormonal therapy-based trials for ER-positive patients. And we're using genomic assays to help steer patients to which one of those we think is most appropriate, as well as non-trial options.
It kind of seems like this is an emerging trend. When we survey investigators, maybe half or less do that. So, not everybody's doing it, but we do hear a substantial number of people who do.